Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me, your favorite podcast where we give you wonderful, amazing, life-changing advice.
Scrumptious advice that you put in your mouth and you're like, ooh, that's good.
What a mouthfeel. I hate that I said that. Well, my name is Megan.
My name's Melissa.
And together, we make up your favorite M&M, whether that is the wrapper or the candy-coated chocolate or...
I don't know.
They kind of, they've got a monopoly on that market right there.
Well, it's two, so it's not a monopoly.
That's true. And then we're the third.
Yeah. And then also me and my sisters too, but.
It doesn't work for our branding. Surprisingly, we're not related unless you're listening to the audio, in which we're totally related.
We're twins. Where have you been?
Twins? Why do I know that?
Because it's on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
All day long.
I'm also on TikTok all day long. Remind me, I have another TikTok to show you about someone who's doing an impression of Olivia Pope meeting your situationship. It's so fucking accurate to the point where, like, if someone said, be Olivia Pope, I don't know that I would know what to do. And now I do.
The people that are doing the Olivia Pope impressions on TikTok, genius. I can't do it because I don't have an upper lip, and part of the charm of Olivia Pope is that quivering lip. And when I do it, my lips turn into Gabrielle Union's lips because she also does not have a top lip like I do. And so she does it in a like snarling way. Uh-huh. And so I have Gabrielle Union's. So I can't do a good Olivia Pope.
God. And boy, oh boy, the fact that we were so lucky to get a crossover episode of Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes.
And we got to see Annalise Keating and Olivia Pope in the same room.
Yeah.
And the world continued on. It's not like suddenly they were like, this is too powerful. this is explosions.
I feel like if they liked each other, it would have exploded, but they hated each other.
And it makes sense
why they hated each other.
If they had them be like besties, I would go, and we're lying.
Yes.
And now suddenly this, I believe that these college kids killed an adult and have covered it up. I believe Olivia Pope, I believe that Fitz went to war for her, but you can't tell me that these two bitches would be friends. No. These broads? Hell no. Hell no. Well, yeah, welcome. We're going to give you advice. What a segue. And if you are brand new here, welcome. And if you want to call in or write it, sorry, I had an almond. And, you know, sometimes they dry up later.
That's why I prefer a roasted one.
You're right. I as I ate the raw one, I was like, no, the roasted ones, that is better. They go down easier.
Yeah, a lot smoother.
Well, if you would like to participate in an upcoming episode, you can give us a call at 310-694-0976. International listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also DM us or email us at the same one. For those ones, keep it under 300 words. It is all anonymous, so do not include your names or anyone else's names. Please include your age. You can include your pronouns if you would like. And then for the audio one, you have to keep it under 3 minutes. For everything, be 18 or over, have your parents' permission. And we do ask that you write everything down ahead of time, even if you're not like just sending us what you've written down. When you read it out loud, practice a few times, make sure it fits under 3 minutes, because we can only go off of the information that we are given by you. So we don't want to give you bad advice or misled or wrong advice. Like, if we do that, we want to do it intentionally, like, as a bit, and then, like, we'll give you good advice after. But we need to know the situation to give you the best possible advice.
Shall we get into giving advice?
We shall.
Dear Megan and Melissa, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm 22 and I need advice on a friendship. My best friend is 21, and we share a friend group which consists mostly of boys. And my boyfriend. We've all known each other for a very long time, all through school. Some longer than others. My best friend, I've known her for 10 years, is also part of this group. I love her even though our relationship has had rough patches through the years. It began when I met my ex. She didn't like him and made it known. We saw each other less and less. After 2.5 years, I realized I didn't love him and we broke up. My best friend and I grew closer again. And she was there for me. I fell in love with my now boyfriend and she was scared I'd leave her all over again. She told me, after she discussed this with some of the boys, and she was afraid they would tell me, so she wanted it to come from her. We had a good talk. After that, the boys did tell me I needed to be a better friend. So I was. I made time for her, made plans with just the two of us, and we grew closer than ever. This was about 2 years ago. 1 year ago, little things in her behavior started changing. She let me know she wanted to be in a relationship, like most of her friends were, but never really opened up to it, and all the guys she dated, she got bored of quickly. There was always something wrong with them. She also never wanted to be committed. She has commitment issues, knows this, and told me a few times. I tried giving her advice, but she didn't really take it. Now, the problem I've been having is that I feel she wants to keep fighting me over the attention from the boys, a game I don't feel like playing. She's shown pick-me-girl behavior when we both hang out with them. I have a few examples. One, my friend and I haven't seen each other in a while. He puts his arm around me and asks me how I've been and tells me he missed me. She hears and she needs to come running, puts her arm around him. When he tells her no, and that he's talking to me, she doesn't want to hear it. Another example is that she speaks to me weirdly about them. She tells me that they like having her around and that they treat her like a princess, and she needs to tell me every time she's called pretty by them. That she also tells me that they would do anything for her if she asks nicely and then laughs, like she can control them. She tells me this 6 times in an hour-long conversation. The third example was a few days ago when she was drunk, she fell and her face is now bruised and her lip is busted. She takes a photo and puts this on her Snapchat account with no text, just like she's waiting for everyone to go, oh no, what happened? The first thing she said to me is that one friend told her she finally doesn't have a pretty face anymore. I don't know what to do, I don't want to lose her because I love her, but I don't know why she's doing this, I guess insecurities. It makes me uncomfortable when she speaks to me like this about them, please help me.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, it's insecurities. I do like how you have been taking notes of everything.
Yeah. Everyone else take notes. Giving us the 3 examples, mm-hmm. super fucking helpful.
It's very helpful.
Very helpful. Thank you.
We got a real insight into who this girl is with the boys.
The way you say the boy, it scratches an itch in my brain. Like, it was just so lovely. It just felt so nice in my head. I think, like, you have a friend problem, but I also think you have a friend group problem because, don't take this the wrong way, I do think if this is, like, you didn't explain, like, do you have other girlfriends, other female friends? Because I, please check out our Patreon. You can watch. That will intermittently happen to the both of us all the time. The having, like, being the only two girls in this friend group of just guys, it kind of becomes like the Spider-Man meme of, like, pointing at each other being like, you're the pick me, no, you're the pick me, no, you're the pick me, when in reality I think that A, her behavior would not happen as often, and it would not piss you off if you weren't the only two girls in this friend group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just think that that's the issue in itself. And she, yes, she's totally being, she's being a pick me. But I think that, like, if you look and you don't have other girlfriends, whether it's being overtly a pick me in that, like, why is that? And then why is that, like, I'm finding issues with her? And then it's like, then am I now not having any female friends? And now I only have guy friends. Because, like, I do think that, like, as someone who, like, has had a lot of male friends and, growing up had a lot of male friends as well, like, I think it's inevitable that we all go through pick-me phases. That's just the patriarchy does. But also knowing that, you know, I do hold my, like, female friends, and I hold women to a different standard than I hold men. Like, I'm like, if everyone's shit-talking on, like, if the conversation's about a girl who, like, is just being the fucking worst and it's all women, and then a man comes in and starts talking shit, I go, I love this woman. Mm-hmm. I would actually die for her. I would take a bullet for her. Like, I can't believe you would say any one negative thing about her. Like, what do you mean? So I do think that, like, there is not like female camaraderie here. And I think it would benefit both of you to expand a friend group with that. And I think, like, the boys getting involved in all of that, even if you might find that, like, you know, she told them certain things and then they told you or whatever, I do think it is kind of enabling in the pick me behavior. And I think men enable that a lot because, like, the pick me's are for, it's for men. Like, it's, the point is, like, trying to, like, contort and, like, make yourself into this idea that men have of, like, the ideal woman or whatever. So I think hanging out with her one-on-one and, like, having that separate time is great. But I think to preserve your friendship, you need to hang out with more girls.
Yeah, I agree. Hang out with more girls will help. And I'm trying to think of a nice way to go about having a conversation with her of why she feels like she needs to be, like, if you're having a conversation with the guy and his arms around you and then she comes over and puts her arm around him, why does she feel like she needs to run over and have that conversation? Like, is she jealous of you? It seems like she's jealous of you.
Yeah. And, like, you know, you have, in this friend group, you have friends and a boyfriend, and she just has the friend part. Mm-hmm. So I think for her, she might feel like you should get special attention from your boyfriend, but then she should get the special attention from the rest. But yeah. I think, like,
is there a specific boy mm-hmm. that she wants to date and she's, like, not getting that reciprocated? And then also her talking about, like, how the guys, you know, call her prettier than she posted that thing where she fell in her face and he's like, you're not pretty anymore. Like, it seems like there's a void that she needs filled and it's not getting filled in other relationships. Yeah,
but I think the guys are also enabling it by saying those things like, oh, look, now you're not pretty. Like, it just to me is like, and I don't know that this is, you're holding on to this friend that, like, might not be a great friendship for you because she's your only female friend. Like, that's why I think if you hang out with more women, you might be like, oh, I like these other people a lot more. They're better friends. I'd rather hang out with them. Or, wow, her, when I've deprogrammed her from this, I enjoy this a hell of a lot more. Yeah. Because I think that, like, I think men enable pick-me behavior because they reward pick-me behavior.
It's also, though, like, you can, because the caller said that she really loves her. You can also love someone and they not be the right friend for you. Like, there's people that I love that, like, I legitimately, like, love them, but they're just not a good friend.
Yeah, and a friend group is a really fickle thing, especially when your significant other is a part of said friend group. And I don't know how long that you have known the rest of them, or if you brought her into it or whatever that is, but it's just like a lot of personalities that can be hard to kind of coordinate everyone getting along at the same time all the time. And, you know, obviously people have their side friendships and like within that group and like the one-offs and all of that stuff. But like when it gets to the point where like people are being like, oh, well, she said this about you, all of those kinds of things. Like, I think the guys are kind of enabling some of that behavior. And I don't think you're doing anything wrong, because I do think hanging out with her one-on-one outside of the group is good, because again, your boyfriend's in the group. I don't want to hang out with my friends with their significant other all the time. Like, mm-hmm. It's just not fun. But I think that like Melissa said, like there's something missing here that she's like seeking out within this friend group. And that's just not a dynamic you're enjoying. And I think unless she can be honest with herself and you guys can get to the bottom of like, what is she seeking out from who in this group specifically is she interested in or whatever that is, then I think like maybe not having so much friend group hangouts.
Yeah.
Because like there are some people that you like in a group and some people you don't like in a group too. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. And I think that like if you guys still hang out in the group, then you're just talking about the group. I think like having some independence from that and having those things is great. But then also like change the subject anytime it comes up. Just change the subject and be like, okay, cool. Hey, did you see this thing? Like, I watched this really cool, this funny movie later. Like, I watched this funny movie yesterday. Let me show you this clip. I think you'll really like it. Or, you know, she starts talking about how the guys, I treat her like a princess. And you're like, oh my gosh, that reminds me. Did you see they're releasing the new something princess movie. Like, you can do things where it's like you change the subject without, and if it keeps going back to it, then be like, yeah, I love you. Like, I just don't really, like, I don't really want to talk about this all the time. Like, we have so much more to talk about besides mm-hmm. them. We're so much more interesting than just talking about these guys.
Let's pass the Bechdel test on our own.
Yeah. I think she has to have feelings for someone in there, because, like, to kind of, like, idolize, romanticize, and, like, put your guy friends on a platter like that, I've never, like, I don't get, I've only done that with, like, crushes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's also like weird flirty friends.
Yep.
Flirty friend groups don't work for, they have expiration dates. Okay.
All right. Let's take a break.
Woo!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. We are back from our break and it's time to get into the next one. Hey ladies, I'm needing advice on what to do about nosy neighbors. I live in a nice apartment complex. The place is newer, but the walls are thin. Like when my neighbors argue, I can hear it as if I'm in the next room. By saying I'm calling in about nosy neighbors, it's me. I am the nosy neighbor. Me too, bitch. I listen in on their fights all the time because they're more entertaining than reality TV. They argue about the dumbest things. I feel bad and like a total creep. My room is connected to their living room, so I hear them when we're both in our respective areas. We're friendly enough that we cross paths. Should I alert them to the fact that I can basically hear everything? I kind of worry that it'll make them uncomfortable in their home. Oh, I am 28. She, her pronouns.
This is you in your last place.
When I tell y'all, I had a makeup imprint on the wall because like the stairs, that would be like, it was a duplex. So it was a house that was made into a duplex. So like I was on the top floor, they're on the bottom floor. And so my stairs would obviously thinner walls there, like the acoustics. And so I would put my ear there and I would be in their fucking living room. And you could see the outline of my makeup, like blush, bronzer, a little bit of foundation. Like I used to do the cup on the floor. I would open up the little, most like, I guess maybe this is a thing in like lots of places, but like all of the old LA homes, they have the doors that have the little like peep opening things. Mm-hmm. And I would just open that, listen in. So, no.
Go outside.
Oh, yeah.
Sweep the grass.
Mm-hmm. Make eye contact with my neighbor to be like, who was here first? Who can give the backstory? Who can tell us about how this started? So, no, you do not tell them.
If you're getting entertainment out of this, I don't see what the problem is. But they're arguing about stupid shit. But if, let's say you do want them to know, then you just be loud in your own apartment and then they'll know that you can hear them.
Yeah. Like, there's just no way that they, it's not that you hear them and they don't hear you. Because if the walls are that thin, they'll hear you watch TV.
Yeah.
Unless you don't watch TV anymore because you just listen to them.
Or you put headphones on.
Yeah. So they know. And they probably just don't care.
They don't care. When people have petty, stupid arguments, anything's going to set them off and they just don't care.
Yeah, my neighbors had an argument about ice cream. So they had some, like, arguments that I was, like, I was picking sides. Like, I was, yeah. Like...
Have you checked in on their Instagram lately?
I was thinking about them because they moved out. Mm. And I was, like, I wonder, like, what they're up to.
Are they still together?
I hope not. God, I've never wanted... Actually, no. People I was related to, I wanted to get divorced more. But, like, they're up there with someone. I'm like, get divorced.
And the weird thing is the husband was so nice. Like, and I was just like, I've been here when y'all have ever had arguments. Like, this is awful. Like, nice to us, but, like, you're not nice to your spouse.
No. And like, at least for her, fake. She was a bitch to everybody.
Yeah.
And I respected that.
Yep.
And I was like, girl, here, I don't think, you're not fooling me. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. She's like, no, she's a bitch to everyone. And that's fine. But yeah, no, he was so charming.
Mm-hmm.
So charming. Yeah, it was horrible. So I so relate to this. But yeah, I think like you do not, anyone who lives in an apartment is aware of their voices and like how loud they are. Like that's just like how we're programmed to be. Nobody is like completely shocked that like, oh my gosh, other people can hear us. Like it's just not going to be that. So I think that like if they're fighting, that usually means that like they're angry enough that they know that you can hear and they know you know. But I would not let on to that whatsoever. And you know, if the fights are very bad and like you feel like that something's wrong, you know, you can alert officials, or if you feel like someone's in danger, you can try and reach out to them. You can like call a hotline and figure out what to do from there. But I think while you're enjoying the petty fights, they're just like never going to talk to you again or ever look you in the eyes again.
Yeah.
Cause like they know that it's like if you have a roommate and like you can hear your roommate have sex and like they know that, but you're like, we're not going to talk about it. And it's like, hey, by the way, I can hear you have sex. And it goes, well, I can hear you have sex too, but why are we talking about
right,
it?
Right. Right.
Why
right.
would you bring that up?
My neighbors, that live in a house over, their kids are always arguing with each other. And the mom asked me, like, it was, my mom was here when she asked me, so that was in, for around Thanksgiving. She's like, do you hear them argue? And I was like, yeah, I do, but only if I'm on that, like, I'm like, my bedroom is not on the, like, on a wall that is by your house. It's just, like, in my gym. And she's like, I was like, it doesn't bother me. I was like, I have three sisters, too. I don't care.
Hey, it's just.
But they are loud. And it has quieted down.
I just, I think that, like, it's one of those things that, like, when you live in a city, we all know, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, if you have to ask or you have to tell, figure out why. Like, what's a circumstance that you need to ask if someone's hearing it, or the circumstance where you need to tell? Because if it's, like, you need to ask, it's like, oh, I think that we could definitely tone it down. Mm-hmm. Or, and we should get some rugs. And I'm trying to justify girl math if we can splurge on a new rug. Yeah. Like that. Or I need to tell someone, and if you can hear them, it's like, I don't know, they work for the CIA and you're hearing classified stuff and you're like, hey, I would keep this down. Or they're listening to, like, music with a lot of swear words and you've got kids in that. Like, there's certain things like that. So I think that, like, reserve telling them when it gets to a point that you have to.
Yeah.
Because right now you're just going to ruin your own fun.
Right.
Consider yourself lucky. This shit is entertaining.
Are you a writer? Because you could just use it for things. Or, you know, I don't know why I'm trying to monetize it. Just enjoy it.
That's like one of our big, like, I know. Collectively, it's one of our biggest downfalls. We're like, how could we make this a job?
Just enjoy it.
And let us know about some of their fights. The craziest one I ever heard that they had was about ice cream. I say as I'm on their wedding website.
Well, next one.
Yes.
Hi, Eminem. I am 25 years old and use she, her pronouns. My mom, she, her, and I are very close. Like, talk every day, usual multiple times a day. We tell each other everything. A little over a year ago, my dad asked my mom for a divorce. It was a hard few months, but ultimately they decided to work on their relationship and stay together. This was great news, but now my mom is very wary of men, including my dad and my boyfriend. My boyfriend is trans mask, he, they, so all of his childhood through college friends are women. In the past, when I dated cishet men, that would be a red flag to me. This is not the case anymore, except my mom seems to not understand that nuance because she makes remarks about how he has, quote unquote, a lot of female friends. Another example is when my partner and I moved to the city that we live in now, we decided to both download Bumble BFF and find new friends. I started going on friend dates before him and told my mom all about them. She was so excited and happy for me, but when my partner went on one, she asked where he was, she said, he goes out a lot, huh? Mind you, this was the first time since I've known my partner of almost 2 years to go out without me and to meet a friend. I told her no, he usually just goes to work, goes to marching band practice, and goes home. My parents and my family seem to love my partner and our relationship, even to the point where my historically homophobic uncle calls me to talk to him. So how do I tell my mom nicely to stop projecting her insecurities onto me and my relationship, and how would you handle it? For reference, I am a Leo and she is a Gemini. Thanks so much. Love the pod.
Oh no, you've reached the point where you as a child are having to tell your mother to go to therapy, and I don't know how well it's going to work out for you. Your mom needs therapy. You've been your mom's therapist. No matter how close you are, like, yeah, this is...
not good.
No, talking multiple times a day, twice a day. I don't know if you saw it in the transcript. It says when I dated cis hitman, but it translated to when I dated this hitman. And I loved that. Yeah, like talking, and I say this, obviously, I have a very different experience, but like talking to a parent multiple times a day, every single day at 25 years old, and with the additional context of like divorce, very hard, like she talks about your relationship and her distrust of men and all of that, like that's too much. It's too much. And you're feeling responsible for her feelings. She's making you feel this way, but you're still concerned about the package you deliver it in to her, which to me is like, yeah, you've been responsible for a lot of feelings as like a kid in this circumstance and situation. And I mean, my advice is that, you know, wanting to do something nicely and not wanting to hurt someone's feelings sometimes is just enough to like be totally honest with that and know that the intention there, if you're thinking about, I don't want to be an asshole about this, usually like that's all you really need to do is go into the situation and be like, hey, I really don't want to do this in a way that's like being an asshole. But the thing I always say in circumstances where it feels like this might be come across really harsh is I always kind of like caveat it with, I could totally just ignore that, but I could ignore this thing that's like happening or that you're doing or whatever, but I don't think that you are intentionally trying to make me feel this way. And if the roles were reversed, I would want you to tell me that I was making you feel bad, because I think so highly of you that I think this is not your intention. This is not what you want to do. And I think so highly of you that you can, upon knowing it, that you will have no issue and it will not be hard whatsoever to change that behavior. So like, I always think when someone's telling me that like, hey, you hurt my feelings, or can you not do this or whatever, as someone who's a ghoster, if I give someone like, can you not do this, or can this hurts me, whatever, that to me is like, you're worth it that I would like to continue and pursue this relationship here, and that I'm not just going to like jump and abandon ship. So I just think that like, you need to put your feelings above hers, because she's also supposed to put your feelings above hers.
Yeah. Like, I can understand her being wary of men because men. Yeah. But she doesn't trust your father. That's what it is.
Yep.
Is that she doesn't trust your father, and she's projecting it onto you and your relationship. And so they may have worked things out as far as like staying together, but they haven't fully worked on their relationship, because if they did, then she wouldn't be projecting the way that she is. So they need to go to couples therapy.
Uh-huh.
Just because they decide to stay together, they work things out and stay together. If they didn't go to couples therapy, nothing was actually solved.
No.
Or if they didn't fully talk things out, because obviously she's not over it.
No, and like, does your mom have a job? Did she have a career? Did she have like did she have to take a break from her career? What's her financial status? Like, if you have siblings, if you're all over 18, they divorce, she's not getting child support. Like, and would she be getting alimony? Like, a lot of the time, like, people stay together after almost breaking up or divorce, not because they've worked on the relationship, but because it's too expensive, complicated, or complex to break up.
Yeah, or they just don't want to be alone. Like, yeah. they don't know what it's like not to be with that person. Especially if you're 25, they've been married mm-hmm. at least that amount of time, or been together at least that amount of time. That's a long time to be
really
with
someone. Long time.
And you don't know who you are without that person, because you haven't experienced that in a very long time. So it could have just been fear. And now they like confronted that fear, and they're like, we actually don't want to be alone, but like, I don't trust you, and I actually don't want to be with you, but like, I don't want to be alone.
Yeah. And it could be like, they could have been super distant for mm-hmm. a long time. It could be someone's traveling for work. Like, they're like ships in the night, but then it's like, so then do I move out of the family home I've lived in for this many years and move into an apartment and start a brand new life that like, I don't necessarily want to start? Like, some people are okay being complacent in a relationship mm-hmm. that's like out of convenience at a certain point. But like Melissa said, if you don't go to the therapy on it, you're allowed to stay in a relationship for whatever fucking reason. You can stay in a relationship for money. You can stay in a relationship for access. You can stay in a relationship for love, whatever the fuck. But you have to be confident and comfortable in your choice. And she's not. I think that she's viewing you as a vessel for her life mm-hmm. and as someone who like has definitely been on the receiving end of like, don't make the same mistakes that I did. It's like, bitch, you've got your own fucking life. Then right. like, don't make, like, you're telling me, don't make the same mistake that I did as I'm watching you make that mistake. And as you're staying in that mistake. And I'm like, what? Like, you, the cognitive distance, like, and like the fucking separation from that is so wild. And I think it's remarkable. And I don't mean that in like a snarky way. Like, I mean that in like, I'm very impressed with you way, that you've ended up in a relationship that seems like very loving and very happy and like not tumultuous. Cause like, that's case in point pointing to me up until now. But like, that's like not what usually happens when you have been enmeshed or have to been to be the parent to a parent and all of that kind of stuff. Like, that's very difficult. And she's threatening your peace now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's never too late for the roles to shift for a parent, for a kid who's been parentified. I think like, if you still like love and you care about your mom, which you do, and you said you're very close, I think the best thing that you could do for both of you is to give her the opportunity to be the mom.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't react well, that's on her. And like, you already know she's projecting. And I will also say that like, if she reacts poorly, just know that there's no other way you could have phrased it. So like, sometimes people are just going to be upset because they want you to be a cardboard box who's just receiving everything that they want to say, that you, and you don't absorb any of it. It just bounces right off of you, but you're always there to listen and all of that. And then when you have your own feelings and your own thoughts and you respond to that kind of stuff, like sometimes people just get upset. So know that like, I hope it goes well, but if she's hurt, it's not because of how you said it. It's because you said it. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want you to say it. And mm-hmm. that doesn't help either of you also.
Also, has she been like trying to make your father, he might be, but has she been trying to make him out to be like the bad guy? And then it's you two against the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's sometimes what people do too.
Yeah. And
then if you see him as the bad guy, then that's you seeing your boyfriend as the bad guy. And then y'all can commiserate in that.
Yeah. And like you even said, like your uncle will call to talk to him. Like, does it get separated as, okay, girls do this, boys go do that. Like, does it get separated in that sense where it becomes like you and her versus mm-hmm. the men? And like, does she have friends? Does she have like, what's her social life like? Like, what does she have that's not just you? Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is just like she's projecting so much. But I also think you can just tell her, like, with love, I think you're projecting. And, like, you know, if you're not happy in your relationship, like, as your kid, I wholeheartedly support a divorce.
Yep.
I love divorce. I think divorce is amazing.
A lot of people need it and don't take it.
Oh my God, yeah. The fact that we have divorce, I'm like, wonderful, wonderful. More people should get divorced.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Megan and Melissa, I am calling in with a roommate issue. I'm 26, she, her, and my roommate is 24, she, her. We've been living together for almost a year. We're really close friends, and I love her like a sister. Around this time last year, we decided to move to a new city together to start our careers. Since being here, we have met great friends, and even I even met my now boyfriend. It's time to re-sign our lease, and she's all for it. Well, I'm a little on the fence. She's going through her hoe phase, her words, not mine, and is not discreet in her affairs. She has sex with the door open. Oh, my God. The way I have to reread this? Shut the fuck up.
Megan has removed her glasses and pulled her computer closer instead of just keeping her glasses on.
I'm just shocked. I need to see it closer. And when I questioned her about it, she says they're just so in the moment. She doesn't let a door stop them. And I should just put on headphones. I have a boyfriend. We're always respectful if she's there to close the door, maybe even turn on music. She's very open. I don't know if I can take another year of this. We both make enough money to live on our own. That's what I'm leaning towards, but I also don't want to hurt her feelings or cause a strain in our friendship. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Move.
The way that I would straight up be like, if she's like, I want to re-sign a lease. And it's like, I'll re-sign a lease if we sign a contract that if every time that you have sex with the door open, you have to pay me $50.
More than that, $100.
Yes.
Because if they can live on their own,
it needs to be. Oh, you're right. They have money.
Yeah. So it needs to be however much that y'all would make, like however much it would be for you to live on your own.
Uh-huh.
Divide that by how many days are in the month. And then take that money anytime she has sex with the door open and put it in a jar. Yep. Like she has to do. You just send a Venmo request as soon as it happens. Because no one is that in the moment that you can't shut the door.
No.
You can be making out with someone and shut the door. It feels like she's a voyeur.
I was going to say, that excuse to me is I'm like, you stop like lying, that. You're trying. Even the way you're saying this, it's a fanfic. I go, that's not real. I'm your roommate. Have some decorum.
I don't care how in the moment you are. You're going to shut the door if you know somebody else is there.
Like
it's you've seen it in TV shows where people are being like so overcome with pressure and then they slam the door because they just have to get in it. Like, no,
it's just being like, we're so in the moment. My response would be like, so are you using protection? Because
you're not just fucking right here at the door of the apartment.
You're not fucking in public.
Right. Like you're making it to the room. You can close the door.
The way I would have.
I put on blindfolds and headphones and then just walk in and slam the door. Oh. Like, you know, feel around and just slam the door.
Ooh, be careful what you feel. The way that I would get a megaphone and I would like close my eyes and scream into that being like, are you fucking kidding me?
And even it's here's how I know she's doing this on purpose. Because any man that she's with, they're not closing the door either. She's like, no, baby, leave the door open. She's 100%
doing this on purpose. You're sitting on the couch watching Real Housewives of Potomac, and they're like, don't worry about it. And it's like, he's like, I feel like she's worried about it. No, you know, part of me also, maybe when she walks to the door, you hang out in the living room and say, shut the door when you have sex, you fucking perverts.
Yes.
And that guy's gonna be like, whoa, okay. Yeah, you're right. Like, this is not... These are not two people who are being like, oh my God, we are just so bad. Like, no. That's a lie.
No, because that would mean that they would start in the hallway. Like, they would have to start.
They would start in the coffee shop. Yeah, they would start wherever they make eye contact.
But then they'd make it to the bedroom. No, it makes no sense. It
makes no sense. He's sticking his penis out of the little zipper in the front, just all clothes still on. Like... What a liar.
She gets off on this. Yeah. Move out.
No,
my advice is just move out. It's not even the jar anymore. Move out.
No, I'm saying the jar is what I would have done the first time it fucking happened. But like, the way that this is, that answer makes me even more irate.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and we're just lying. And now, first of all, you're having sex where I can hear you. And now you're just going to just lie to my face. Also, when a woman lies to me about something that we as women know.
Someone that's like your sister. No, that's but like, even more incestuous.
Specifically, like when it's like a woman being like, oh yeah, no, like I don't need anyone to like play with my clit. Like I can just like get off whatever. And I go, there are no men in the room. Why are you lying to me? So like her being like, we were just like so caught up in the moment. That's like what dudes being like, accidentally nutted inside her and she's pregnant. We just got so caught up in the moment. But like girl to girl, we just got so caught up in the moment. And I'm like, are you just walking around just like dripping out your pussy all the time? Just ready? What the fuck do you mean we were so in the moment?
Yeah, she's a liar. Move out.
Yeah, you've been roped into this kink and that's just like so not fucking fair.
Non-consensual.
No, but I tell
you
tell
and
her,
your boyfriend too.
Uh-huh. And tell her. Be like, I would say this even before, like not even bringing up the lease, but it's like, hey, I love you so much. I need you to stop having sex with the door open. Like, and this is what I would say, because you said you love her like a sister. And I've said this to people before. It's making me hate you and I don't want to hate you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's making me fucking hate you. And I don't want that to be our life. And so like point blank, we are not fucking renewing this lease. But like if we make it to the end of this lease without me murdering you in your fucking sleep, I need you to shut the goddamn door. Or I'm going to show up in a fucking Freddy Krueger mask and just scare the shit out of you and whatever man you're fucking that night. Two can play at that game.
I'm irate.
I would be. I can't even wrap my head around it.
No, because it was bad enough when the last roommate I ever had, her and her boyfriend would be going at it. And I could hear like in their room, but the door would be closed.
The old lady?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
She got pregnant. So like,
oh, true.
They were fucking. But they would be going at it all the time. Like all the time. And then they broke up at one point. And then she got this dude that was so hot. I don't know. I know.
Good for her.
And it was a new guy because it was different shoes at the door when I came home. And shoes. I was like, who is this? Mm-hmm. And then I saw him. I was like, okay, girl. But like that dude was really railing her like hard. Ooh. And then she got back together with the other dude shortly after. But that they'd be like, I would just, you know, they had the door closed. Unfortunately, my my headboard was on her wall and I would just put headphones on and just shut up.
I can't. I literally used to be that like that girl who like if like we were like, well, this is also why I don't drink anymore. But like, you know, drinking in college or drinking in high school or whatever. And it was like, oh, like hooking up with someone. It's like everybody's asleep. And then the first time that ever happened to me and I was on top of the bunk bed and I'm just going, this ship is now swaying. What's going on? And my friend and I realized that someone has gotten to the bunk below us and they're fucking. And then I was like, you know, I'm actually never going to do that again. Did I? Yes. But I also quit drinking. And then I never actually really ever did it again. But I was like, wow, we should know less about each other, especially the people that we live with and we're like so close with. Like, I don't need to know someone who I'm close with, like a sister. I don't. And like, what if you like, where's the location of the, like, what if you like walk into the kitchen? Like, I'm thinking of the layouts of different apartments I've been in. Like, if the door's open, there's no shot. There's no way I could see into your room from some other part of the apartment.
Yeah.
Because the way you should be fucking mortified and be like, we can never speak about this again.
She is fucking mortified to completion.
Ugh. Disgusting. Disgusting.
She has no shame.
I would put her in jail. She's like, I don't even believe in
put
jail.
Put some headphones on.
What about my eyes?
What about the scent wafting out of your room?
The way that I would gouge my eyes out and then gouge their eyes out. The way I would take crows and leash them into that bedroom.
Oh, God.
I'd put a stink bomb in there. I would like, I would make it in an uninhabitable.
I
bless you for trying to maintain this friendship. I don't know how I would do it.
No, move out. Like, you have the money. She has the money. Y'all are just trying. I guess you just, you know, love to. I'm not a person that, like, if I can afford it, that I'm just going to have a roommate.
No.
Unless it's a significant other.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not. Come and knock on my door. Like, I just want to hang out with the girls and No, that's not my vibe.
I get annoyed hearing other people breathe for extended periods of time, mm-hmm. let alone someone having sex with the door open. Like, I sometimes get annoyed with moths, who I love to death, because sometimes I'm just like, I need my personal space. Like, so the idea that, like, whatever benefits you reap from this roommate, because again, it's not financial, like, that's fine, but like, you can afford it. Whatever benefits you reap, like, make this a difficult decision. You are a much more patient person than I am.
Well,
I would love to know if anyone else has any stories like this.
Yeah.
Call us in. Let us know.
Now it's time for Don't Blame Them.
So Don't Blame Them is where a listener will call in with advice pertaining to a previous episode. They might have professional experience, might have personal experience. They might have had a friend or family member go through something similar, or they might have just noticed or heard something in the call that we didn't that they want to touch on to give their own advice.
Hi, I'm calling in response to the recent Don't Blame Me episode of the caller who was looking for advice on entering into the communications, PR, and social media industry with ADHD. I'm actually 4 years into my career in this field and also have really bad ADHD. That was undiagnosed for a long time. The biggest thing that I would say for this caller is to set boundaries up front and get very clear expectations from your bosses in wherever you end up going. I made the mistake of kind of taking too much on at a small PR agency when I was a social media account coordinator, and realized that the expectations at that agency were just so unrealistic for somebody, especially with ADHD. I would also agree that you don't need to disclose that to any employer really at all, because you know, that could impact hiring. I would maybe recommend starting out as a social media coordinator in-house, because sometimes working at PR agencies can be really overwhelming when you have like 5 to 12 clients at a time. I found that working in-house allows me to focus on just one thing at a time. And I would really recommend using Asana or Trello dashboards for tracking your tasks. That helps me just stay organized and write everything down. I agree with everything else that Megan and Melissa said. I don't really have much help on the publishing side, but that's what I have to say about the PR and social side. So good luck.
Really great. Really, really great. And I love how there's different like flavors of ADHD. Like some people, they need the structure of like not too many things going on at once, but for me, I need things to bounce between, like creative wise. But I have other friends with ADHD who also work in PR, and they started, or like work in not PR. They would be like, bitch, I don't work in PR. It's a totally different personality type, but they work in, on the social side, and they've done in house and they did that and they got really bored with it and then moved to, I mean, they worked on like a branded side, got bored with that, and then moved to like agency side. So you're doing a bunch of different things. And then they've gone back to that, and they've gone back and forth and that kind of a thing, which I think is great, because it's also like there's a lot of movement within this industry of people who go, you can do a lot of different things from it. So I think that's great. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you so much.
Well, that is it for our episode. We hope you all enjoyed. If you did, you can always leave us a review on the podcast app. You can also leave a review for the episode specifically on Spotify. Didn't you tell me to remind you to read one? Or is that for a different one?
I think we already did it.
Okay.
I can check. One moment.
Please call in for an upcoming episode, or you can always write in, send us a DM on Instagram, or email us a voice memo. Everything we said at the top of the call, that all still applies. And yeah, join the Patreon where you can watch the video version, and you can also join us for live streams twice a month, hang out with people, get along. I still have actually yet to hear from Mary how she feels being cast as Phil Dunphy.
She's traveling.
That's now?
Yeah, she's in New York.
I thought, oh. She already is there. You're right. She landed. She did because she asked about the Monopoly thing. She said, is it tracking me? And I was like, no, it's just the event. She said, spooky.
I was like, the one day I do get into the Monopoly thing, I did have this information and I thought you responded to it.
I did. And I just forgot. You're right.
She said this was going to be her busy time. That's why she couldn't meet up allegedly with Brie at this moment.
In my mind, it was like, I thought, oh, we are in April.
Yes, buddy.
Fucking hell. I was like, I think that's April. And you're like, yeah, it's April. Oopsies. But yeah, you can get to know all the personalities, hang out with everyone. It's a grand old, jolly old, good old time. And bonus points if you join and you say, Erica, you remind me of Mitch from Modern Family.
she's not listening, so does he? No, she's not.
Of course, I know this is a safe space. We hope you all enjoyed, and we will stay tuned for the rest of the episodes we have coming out this week. We have See You Next Tuesday tomorrow. Wednesday, we give you a little bit of break. Thursday, we have But Am I Wrong?
Please join us. We're having a grand old time across so many platforms. If you're not on our Instagram, we're doing more things on across all social media, and we did a AMA last week, a couple weeks ago now, so. It was fun. I could have kept going. There's so many more.
They're really funny. I have been working on more casting ones, and the one for Soraya has made me piss my pants laughing.
I can't wait to see. Don't tell me. Okay. I can't wait to see.
I feel like you could guess.
All right. See y'all later.
Bye.
Production by me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa DeMonts, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production sound and editing by Coco Lorenz.
Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.